Biointensive gardening is basically growing a lot of stuff in a little bit of space sustainably. So you have to make sure that your soil is strong to support that kind of intensive gardening. So one of the best ways to reduce your carbon footprint, resources, and waste when you're gardening is to start a compost bin. I encourage all of my students and clients to start a compost bin, because not only are you diverting waste from the landfill that doesn't break down there because there's a non-oxygen environment in a landfill, you are actually turning that kitchen waste and garden waste into something that becomes fertilizer for your garden. So it's a closed loop system, and you're not paying for the trucks to haul it from one place to another. So it's all good. We're in a drought in Southern California, and to conserve water, there are so many things that you can do, from changing your sprinklers out to drip irrigation, to taking out the lawn and planting it with drought tolerant or native plants. If you're going to have a vegetable garden, that's really good use of water, because you're saving things elsewhere. You're not driving to go get it. It's in your, you know, steps away. So using drip irrigation in your vegetable garden is a really good idea, and making sure you use mulch, because mulch keeps water in the soil and prevents weeds, so you don't have to work as hard. It's all very good and all part of biointensive gardening. My advice for first-time gardeners this spring is to start small, because a lot of people get really excited and they want to put in a huge garden, and then they get overwhelmed and they have failure experiences and then they give up. Failure's part of gardening. We learned from our mistakes. So if you make small failures by starting small, then you get to experience a few successes along the way too, and it fuels you to expand as you go and as you learn more. Starting small can be a trough planter on a patio, or maybe one raised bed, or digging up a small patch of ground. But don't bite off more than you can chew. Right, so experienced gardeners who have gone through these successes and failures. I mean, I've been gardening for 20 years and I still fail every single year, and it's part of the learning experience. But people who've been doing this for a while, I would suggest trying something new. Plant something you've never grown before, particularly heirloom and open pollinated seeds. Seeds are local seed source, and having your own local seed source is really important. So saving open pollinated and heirloom seeds means you can grow them from year to year without having to buy them from a nursery or a seed catalog company, which is seed freedom.